following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hi, everyone. Hey, you might be wondering, where is Jeff standing here? And I will tell you, I'm in the back parking lot of the church, and you might be wondering, what is all that stuff he has behind him? Well, we had a work project the other day where our staff came out here, and for the entire day, in fact, all day Thursday, we worked and worked and worked to clear out this C-bin right here where we have had storage. I don't think you can see it very well, but we did a good job. It's completely emptied out because we want to be able to store things in there in the future, and we want to be... And I'm back, and we're here, and there we go. Look, I'm gonna keep it rolling. Let's just keep it rolling. It's good. Nothing happened to the phone. It's not cracked. We're alive. It's all good. Oh no, it's so close. But it's a little bit sunny. Let's see if we can get this to pan out here. Stay with me. Don't lose me here. Don't lose me. Ah, there we go. So we cleaned out the C-bin that's I'm sitting in front of here. And one of the cool things as we emptied it all out, worked the entire day together, and I just got to notice that there are so many different giftings as it pertains to our staff here at Refuge. And excited for all the things that God has brought to this team that we have working together at Refuge. And so thankful for each and every one of them. And I thought, man, when I think about what God is doing, and I think about what God uses the people of Refuge for, so not just the staff, but I think about the people who serve on Sunday mornings, the people who are here this morning setting up food tables and distributing food, the ladies who have their Bible study and on Tuesdays, and the people who help facilitate those, the people who on Wednesday night will be here and leading classes and Bible studies, the administrative gifts that we have on our staff. I mean, you just think about it, and I think about just the way that God so perfectly designed his church to be together, the body of Christ, and to utilize their gifts. And so I just saw that on Thursday as we're emptying out this C-bin, and I see people saying, put this over here and put this over here. And some people are like, I'll put it wherever you want me to put it. I want to help in any way that I can. And some people are like, hey, well, have you thought about, and just the giftings that we have in the body of Christ to administrate and to serve. Anyways, it brought me to this, Ephesians chapter 4. And I know that there has been maybe a conversation that you've had with people recently and certainly over the last several years about why go to church? Why invest my life into the church? And I think being just very clear that when we talk about the church, we're talking about the body of Christ, which is made up of believers, people who know Jesus and are walking with Jesus. And so the question isn't, why do I attend on a Sunday morning completely? I mean, that's a good question to ask. But why do I invest my life into the body of Christ, the church? And I would just say because they have gifts, like I saw on Thursday with our staff and what I see every single week here at Refuge. They have gifts. They themselves have gifts and are beneficiaries of other people's gifts that were designed to build up the body of Christ. And so here's what we do. In Ephesians chapter 4, we walk in unity, and there was a lot of unity on Thursday. Even maybe there was difference of opinions on the way places, you know, to put all this stuff and where things should go. And there was difference of opinions, but we walked in unity. And so I wanted to read this. It says this, I therefore, this is obviously Paul writing to the church at Ephesus, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called. With all, and this is how we walk together, right? So when you say, well, why would I become part of the church and why would I invest my life into the church? The people there are so difficult to get along with. They have different, you know, different objectives and opinion, all these things. He says this, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. And so the question then becomes, where do I fit in, and what's the purpose of the church? And I'd say the purpose of the church obviously is to spread the gospel, to live as lights into the community, so that people would see your good works, that people would see your unity, they would see your peace, your love, your passion, your joy that is found in Christ Jesus. And they would come to know and worship and honor the living God. And we do that together as the body. The challenge is to do it with this sort of unity that Paul is imploring the church in Ephesus to be unified, be one body under one Lord, and do it with humility and lowliness and gentleness and long suffering and bearing with one another. And I think that's where we run into trouble at times, is we get stuck on something and we get our opinions stuck on something and we forget about what the call to be unified is. And so I would encourage you today, I don't know where you stand with that, or maybe this is for someone else that you've been talking to that said, why do I even bother going to church? Why is it so important that we gather together? I would just say that it's so vital for all the reasons that I just named. And I would just say, and this sparked in me that Thursday I saw a group of people who work on a staff together. We're a team. And I saw a difference of opinions, and I saw people biting their tongue a little bit and saying, you know what, maybe we'll just go that direction. We're going to bear with each other. They did it with humility. And we have a great church staff team, but we also have a great group of volunteer staff here at Refuge who I see just putting their hands in the plow every weekend, every week, actually Monday through Sunday here at Refuge. And so if you're wondering why church, I would say, number one, it's the body of Christ. Number two, we want to implement the things that we learn about Scripture, being of one mind, being unified under Christ. And sometimes that does take bearing with one each other in love and being long suffering with each other. But ultimately at the end, we do it to represent Christ well. So hope that helps. Have a great week. We'll see you soon.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day.